Blog Talk Radio.
Don't touch it. I'm not going to. I should put it on.
Okay. Okay.
I thought it was on one side. No, I didn't know. I can actually do.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Why you make it so complicated? Off the drain, we concentrating. I know you won't leave me hanging. Smoking weed out the container. We spend cash for entertainment. There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying. It's me and you and we making arrangements. It's you and me and we making arrangements.
Is it hot in here or is it just me? I'm so high in here, been smoking on this weed. Told him go and take a shot on three. Told him drink, it's on me. Yeah, the drinks are on me. And now go and take a
okay, so we're gonna kick this thing off right away. Let me introduce my co-host, my sister, host of Straight Talk with Redhead, Real Straight Talk. We're Redhead on WHOOP Hole Radio Network. Y'all give it up for Redhead. All right. You got to stay seated or the thing will get your stomach.
Oh,
yeah.
I got some.
Yeah, we live on Facebook Live, but we audio live on Blog Talk Radio. And if you could, that phone number is 31 something or other. It's right here on the screen, 319-527. Oh, shit. No, it ain't. That's the host calling. Oh, it's 319-527-6231. And if you want your voice to be heard during this conversation, all you have to do is call. You'll be live on the show. Hey, Wendy. Redhead. What's up with the girl? It's Women's Month. You were just here last, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
And we had a big show that day. Your son, both of your sons, we had the taste. A chicken wing off the chip.
We need more.
We need
more.
Not only that, but we had your other son, California Dreamin'.
Yeah.
We got the women.
That's
Trigger.
That's his name.
The nigga name
Trigger.
His song was played on 94.1.
Yeah.
All right, y'all give it up for the travel watch off.
Trigger.
All right, so
remember that name.
We have some good stuff going on there. But we're going to go ahead and introduce our next guest, Fucking Girls Radio. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, pause for the call. This is what I'm going to do. I want to have Pastor Geist, Reverend Geist. Let's get her on down. Come on, Reverend Geist. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on to the hot seat.
Okay.
You got to take the little blue booties off. This show is live, so of course, any music that you hear, we don't own the rights to it, other than those music played by Casey Scott and Blue Tater Fool. We have those music.
Hey, how you doing?
She said,
oh yeah,
Urshan.
Yay.
Hey, love
bug.
All right, well, see, we have an entrepreneur. We're not going to talk too much about religion because this really is not the platform. It's a rated R show, of course. You're my big sister, so I'm going to be very respectful or strong.
But you know what? When you were introducing me, I just thought you were going to introduce
No, I can't introduce Trudy because Trudy is going to be on a future show.
Yeah.
She's just saving herself. We have a musician in the house.
Oh,
truly, she's an R&B artist. I don't know if anybody's ever heard her, but I have. No. That part.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
So let me look. You're in education. You work very times a day.
I do.
How do you feel about people?
Well, this is not bothering my pay.
That part.
So right, that part. So
but you still have children in school.
I have a son that will be graduating.
So let's pretend like you don't work for HISD and you're just a parent,
mm-hmm.
and this thing is happening. Not only that, but our uncle president, he's very quiet. He's very meek. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were like, you know, it's certain people that make loud noises, and I think that's what the education department is doing. They make a really big noise, kind of shake us up, because if you remember some years ago when it came out with the STAR test, they kind of shook us up with the STAR test because they tested all of the teachers first, and the majority of the teachers failed. So let's start there.
Yeah.
Let's start with how can an educator educate if they're not equipped to educate? So that's I think that's where the takeover started. I think they should have gone back to those days.
I don't think that they do education, which is the reason why we're in this position that we're in now with the takeover. And I believe that just like they put it for our students, our children,
right,
where they have to take this ethics exam,
mm-hmm.
I think that they do need to go back to the teachers having to take the exam.
Yeah.
Because that lets you know if they're qualified to be able to teach our students. I have a grandson that's in Beauchamp, and my daughter put them in there so that they wanted them to learn something. So they took them out of HISD. But
I'm
now
sorry.
So my grandchildren have been coming home. Deuces, what it do, you know.
Oh, wow.
You ask them what they learned. We didn't learn anything. I didn't learn nothing today, you know. So I just think that, and then you have to remember, too, that the students don't really respect the authority figure that's inside of the classroom.
Well, what's your
job? And for that being a lot
corporal of, punishment is gone.
Well, our parents didn't mind the corporal punishment.
But punishment is gone, so that speaks volumes. I'm not scared of you. All I have to do is go tell somebody. Or I can even make something up. I can even make up a story. I've got so many educators that I know. We had an educator on the show last week, not to cut you off, but you struck a nerve right there because you did. My teachers back then, I had one great teacher that I love, 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 and I remember her name. Her name was Ms. Duplashat. I'll never forget this lady. And as I grew older, I was working in a nightclub, and I was waiting tables, and she was sitting there, her drink was Crown and Water. I never forget that lady. And I looked at her, and I was trying to pretend like she didn't. But back to what you were just saying, when they took corporal punishment out of the school, not only that, but they took prayer. You had this one lady, this one Anglo-Saxon lady. I just watched the whole story. She has a whole documentary. This one lady went and had prayer taken out of school. So now you have nothing that you can use as a tool to kind of talk the kid down.
Well,
you have no punishment, no real punishment. I'm going to send you home, but that's really where I want to be.
Okay.
Right? And then you send me home with homework. And guess what? My mama can't do that homework.
But also, we have mothers that are young and they haven't been taught by their mother to help their children. So we have kids that's just roaming.
Well, of course, that's where Women Appearances and Men's Divine Lessons came from, WUBO Radio Network.
Exactly.
That's why we are here, because there's so many young women. Let's just start at the core. Because our young men are, I'm not going to say men are going to be men. I'm not going to say boys are going to be boys. I'm not going to give that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that we weren't taught for generations. Somebody has
exactly.
to, break that generational curse. I can remember when we first started out in 99, there was a young man climbing a tree outside. He's going to hurt himself.
Right.
So, hey, get out of that tree, boy, before you hurt yourself. Don't talk to my child like that. There's the problem. There's the problem. Because
the village is gone.
The village is gone. Prayer is gone. Corporal punishment is gone. I can't even talk. My mama used to take me and test that ass up. And if she would have told that ass up, I don't know who I would be right now today.
Exactly.
I needed to be afraid of something. Exactly. I'm not afraid of God.
They're not afraid.
They took that out of school. They're not afraid of anything.
Well, the parents that we have, this generation of parents, are not like the parents that raised us.
Right.
I couldn't smack my lips.
I wish you would.
My mother would say things like, "You roll your eyes again, they're gonna be rolling down the street."
Yeah,
you know,
you better not.
That's
child abuse.
That's
a child abuse.
And I feel like I made a lot of sacrifices for some of my mother. They used to say, "Step on the crack and break a mama's back." So
I used to jump on them.
Yes.
I used to jump on the floor.
Yeah.
And then whatever happened to
her. Yeah. And I find myself now repeating those same things to my children. My mother just reminded me the other day that I'm still your mother. So I said, well, come on outside.
Oh, wow.
As a joke, though.
Don't forget.
You know, baby, you couldn't joke like that.
Yeah, you couldn't.
Like
she take that seriously and go in there and get all the costumes.
Not only that, they had them big old ashtrays.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. Oh, them ashtrays.
She used to pop my brother with them ashtrays.
Big old ashtrays. I was walking one day. My mom said, say something else. And I said something in front of my throat. And as I was walking down the hall, she hit me in my back. If I say, I
yeah, because they can hear real well.
Wow.
Back then, they can hear and see everything.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. And then they had the neighbors, because all of the neighbors, because it takes a village to raise a child.
Exactly.
So you still had the neighbors, you know.
Oh, you ain't come for what we
Yeah, you ain't come for
what we What's her name? That's going to whoop you. And then she's going to make you stay in her house until your mama get home.
And then she going to
when your mama get home, see the street lights is on. So you already going to get a whooping. Now you're going to get a whooping because you weren't supposed to be in this so-and-so house.
And I was
And she had to discipline you? Like, I ain't giving you no home training? Is that what we doing?
Well, let me talk about the prayer he had taken out of school.
Yeah.
Because the prayer that was in school was the Lord's Prayer.
Exactly.
Part of the journey here. Yeah. So you have to stop and think about, you have a lot of different, there's over 450 religions.
Right.
So we have to stop and think about, okay, does this one religion believe in the Lord's Prayer? You know, so if they can't put it in all of the different religions, it wouldn't be fair for them to just keep into that one religion.
Since you brought it up, but it's America.
Wait a minute, let me finish.
Well,
let me finish. So what they did was they put a moment of silence. And so that moment of silence, I always feel like some of the teachers or like my colleagues, I would say, when they do that moment of silence, that's your time to pray.
Exactly.
You know, so they can take the prayer out of school, but they can't take it out of you.
Right.
So,
I mean, but the word religion, that's what strikes me. In all religions,
mm-hmm.
there's a God. Only religious believe that there is no God. So, I mean, I don't care if you call him Allah. I don't care what he has many names.
Mm-hmm.
But it all means God,
mm-hmm.
right?
Exactly.
Except for atheists.
Well, you have the big God with the capital G-O-D.
Who is that?
And then you have the small.
But we're not supposed to have that. And that speaks volumes to where we come from. But we're not supposed to. That's ideology.
Yeah.
That's ideology, and that's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. Because the only people that were angry about anyone worshiping a God was atheists. The one person that she was the most hated woman in the world. Look her up. I forget what her name was. But she was the most hated woman in the world. And what she did was, she was the one responsible for taking prayer out of the school. Because she didn't want her son to be subject to prayer. you sweating? But what I'm saying is, that's what our problem is right now. If anybody reads that world's greatest novel, the Bible, that's the world's greatest novel. You can learn a whole lot from that catalog of information that you can get from there. Everybody takes it for themselves for whatever it is that it means to you. But what I'm saying to you is if you dig deep into that, that's why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the revelation is why we're here, because of the same idolatry. We couldn't come under one covenant. We couldn't come under one covenant. And he said, hey, I don't care what you call me.
Mm-hmm.
It's only I'm the great I am. I'm love. That's it. The only one that had a problem, Allah, no, had no problem. He's God. No problem, right? What are they called? The Mormon people, they have them a God. The Presbyterians, they have them a God. But you see what I'm doing? I'm calling them different things. I'm not calling them children of God.
Right.
And that's all he wanted, except for the atheist.
Yeah.
So when the atheist said, well, I don't want my child to be subject to your prayer in school,
mm-hmm.
it took a lot of weight, because shortly thereafter, mm-hmm. they took corporal punishment out of the school. There's no order.
There's no order.
There's no order. So, of course, our children are going to run amok. The first time they put that 1-800 number on the TV, what do we do? Mama, I wish you would hit me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call that number. And what did she do? She called that number and put the phone on the thing. We had house phones there. She put the phone on the thing. I'm about to whoop her ass. And put the phone down. Then you can tell them after I finish. If I can't chastise you and train you in my home, then let them. But the police can beat us and get away with it.
That's another whole
thing. They can move out behind and get away with it. What are we breeding? Okay, so we're talking about school, right? Third grade test scores is what tells us how many prisons we need in the upcoming year. The known fact that we use third grade test scores. So I know in the third grade if little Billy
is gonna be in.
So why come the team, whoever they are, haven't came in before now? Why did they wait until we start fixing it? Right. Now, as an entrepreneur, you join the spa, self-care spa. How does that tie into all the extra stuff you do?
Oh my God, that's like my, you know, we all have like a peachy feel. That's where I get like my peace and my energy from. So nobody else is excited about self-care spa. I am like,
We have another grand opening, a re-grand opening coming up.
Right.
So we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Right now, we're going to take a deep breath. And when we come back, we're going to come back with them damn Rita,
the Ritas.
And if you have something you want your voice to be heard, don't forget, you can reach us at 319-527-6231 on Blog Talk Radio. This is Mo Radio Network. This is your girl, Robin.
California dreaming. We want the women, weed, and the weather. Popping out every season. Ain't no place I'd rather be. California dreaming. California, California dreaming. California.
California dreaming. dreaming bad bitches and good weed. 64 Impalas, the beaches and palm trees. She told me let's get hyphy, I'm guessing she from the Bay. She said it's been a year or two since she moved to LA. What you talking about? Pour some liquor while we bobbing. She say she wanna take me to the Beverly Center and go inside it. Cool, that's how we rocking. I heard a party going on, my nigga said it's in Compton. Imagine we get it poppin' with liquor up in our system. We vibin' all in the mix while we movin' it with the rhythm. Cause you can live and die in LA. Even when you're locked in, that don't mean shit straight. Hey, good weed help me meditate. They got the beaches, palm trees, plus the weed and the weather straight. Nigga, I've been tryna elevate. I'm just California dreamin', I'ma go on and let the record play.
California dreamin', we want the women, weed and the weather. Poppin' out every season. Ain't no place I'd rather be. California dreaming. California, California dreaming. California.
See the sunrise, riding down sunset. Only here for the weekend, I ain't done yet. I don't eat sweets, but baby, we can hit the cookie store. Burn another blunt, yeah, they knowin' what we looking for. 6'4", all the Maybach. She wanna roll with a winner, baby, girl, gon' lay back. In the Airbnb, come and fuck with me. Couple bands on the house, living luxury. I'm a Texas nigga, show me how you do it. When she get the playing song, show her how to chop and screw it, ayy. Building connect, I don't really think she knew it. Had to chop it up about it, really getting into it, ayy. Press record on the video, then knock it out for about an hour. We can watch it on the Vizio. I'm really trying to get busy though, while I'm California dreaming, drinking and rolling cookie dough.
California dreaming, we want the women, weed and the weather. Popping out every season, ain't no place I'd rather be. California dreaming, California, California dreaming, California.
I'ma leave the
right. So, we're back.
Yeah. I love my sister. I know. She said don't call her pap. You got to call her sister.
Yeah. All right, so we're back. We've got a couple more guests that we want to introduce, but before we go any further, we got to bring my baby sister up.
Oh, Lord.
You put your hands together for Gorgeous Miss Green. Fucking Girls Radio.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, baby.
My baby sister, so do I need to say any more?
It's a hot try down. Positive motivating sisters.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, and we're going to pause right there, too, and keep going because we're having some technical difficulties on the live, but we're going to keep going audio. Hey, we've got one more guest that I want to bring right now. And while I bring that guest on, I'm going to stand up because I think that she needs a seat herself. Let's move that out of the way. And I'm going to know you can. So, and I'm going to come right here, and I'm going to kneel. And I'm going to introduce the song. I'm going to present to others and introduce the song. My friend, she's an entrepreneur. Y'all, we are celebrating Women's Month.
Yes, yes.
And I got some powerful women doing their thing. We got Miss Michelle with us.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Come on in here. Slide in the shot.
Put a cheek on it.
Yeah. So what we're doing, and you know what? Can I please, Sissy. Can I get you to come on back down?
Let's get them readers. Can you go ahead and get us some readers and tell us about this reading? She's going to tell us about these readers.
Oh.
Yes, you are. You said, what is that lion in you?
I want you to have a pocket over there. We're live. And see, these people don't be understanding. When you have what they call that show, Real Women.
I'm going to give you yours separately.
Okay, she's going to give me mine separately.
So this one is a tropical.
Okay.
So tropical. Okay.
Why are you telling us about who's
got like the island?
Can you do me a favor? Can you get live shot on? I can't get this live on her.
This
we have to get it over.
Tropical.
Yeah.
Tropical.
Can you bring this live camera up some for me? Just a little bit so that we're not just getting the top of our head. Yeah, I would rather get from above, a boob up.
Yes, this is a tropical one that I make right here. And then I have
what is it called?
This is a tropical goddamn ring.
Oh,
no,
no,
no, no,
Can
you get a good shot of that hat? Can you
tilt it? Look at that.
Rita? Okay.
This is a sangria. I got a sangria, too, okay? Switching up some stuff.
Okay, what's that? We have friend Wayne calling in. We're gonna
try this one. I got the original.
Okay. Well, that's whichever one you want to give me is great with me. Hey, how you doing? We're live right here on WooMo Radio Network. We're taking it to the sectional. We got Fifi Felicia. We got Fifi, my sister. Over here, Minister Geist. Can you see the people behind you?
Yeah.
And we've got Redhead, and we've got Gorgeous Denise. We're going to start off by talking to Gorgeous Denise. Gorgeous Denise, we're going to sip on this, and then we're going to get to you, okay?
Oh, Lord.
So check
God
it out.
God damn.
Oh, sorry. We're supposed to say that with the pastor.
Sorry.
A reverend.
God damn.
I mean,
reverend.
She's a sister, though. So she knows how we are. So where is it? Tell us what's coming up. Talk to us about fucking girls.
Whatever, friends, keeping everyone motivated, that's what we do. So we're coming back to you soon. Unfortunately, my co-host is a little under the weather.
Boy.
I'm lying. He's busy. So. I was drinking.
You got to dilute this with a gallon.
Oh, you want to get the real drink.
I'm
okay.
Drinking.
This is for me. This is delicious.
Right?
You should taste the flavor.
This is a nightcap. Because I'm going to sleep when I
No, I'm going to stop being a man with this. Yeah, that's what it is. You walk around with
what's,
that.
What's this?
That's tropical. That's
what
I'm
trying to
do.
But wait.
Like wine.
So talk to me about the new business venture that I heard about. I heard the rumor.
Yeah, I know you heard a rumor. So guess what, everyone? You are speaking with Roll With It, this second
Roll With It! Roll With It! In the building.
I finally stopped crafting and got off my ass and I started my own company.
How'd you do that?
I have an LLC. I had people talking about me. They say I was a procrastinator, but what I told them, 2023 is the year of making it. So that's what I did. I was blessed.
That's beautiful.
I got off my ass.
I am so proud of you. And I was probably the one saying that you are a procrastinator. You sit on your...
Not only you, my business partner too.
Okay. Okay.
He talked about me, we talked for 2 weeks straight. Yeah. And I lied every day. I told her I had my stuff. But guess what I did? I didn't got
to make stuff. All right. That's a blessing. All right. That's beautiful. Well, it's Women's Month, and we're honoring women that are doing great things. We have a panel of entrepreneurs. We've got Rita. We call them positive motivating sisters. Well, we've never asked, we've never invited Michelle to be a part of PNA. We've never done that.
Well, we have given
you
a chance to do that.
Excuse me, ladies, not to be rude and not to take over. However, I did invite Michelle, and I advised her that
she thinks she at work.
Community service.
Mm-hmm. Red, why don't you bring your chair down a little bit, Red, so that we can see the information behind
it.
She's riding
in there. She told me that she has already done her community service, so I'm inviting her to the next opening meeting.
Okay.
Positive motivation.
If you are a positive person, you want to motivate people, get out there and do
something.
Then you can come join us as well, because this is a truly a sisterhood. And if you want to call in and let your voice be heard, call 319-527-6231. Even though this is my sister Robin, a.k.a. Fox Day Show, I think we have a lot.
Okay. Time is far spent. So I'd like to go ahead and get on the line. The only man, this is Women's Month. You got to check on the dude.
Come on, dude.
We're going to call him on the line. Wait, we're going to call him live on the line.
What's the word? Come on in the room.
What's that?
It's a song.
The upper room.
Okay,
you have Pastor Douglas Ray. Do you have his phone number? Drink. You can drink this. It's Kool-Aid.
It's Kool-Aid? No, it's not Kool-Aid.
Are you over 21?
Nope.
It's grown folks Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
It's delicious. And she got the audacity to have the fruit. So how long have you been making these readers?
I've been making them probably about a year. Just something I was playing around with. And I got them.
You just don't keep on coming in front of the mirror.
You're
going to hell with alcohol draws on.
Hello?
Paul was a cussing preacher, right?
Yeah,
was it Paul? All right, hold on. We're getting Pastor D-Ray on. Let's get Pastor D-Ray. I'm going to put my drink down so I can act.
What's up, Charlie?
Hey, how you doing tonight? Are we on? Hold on. Is that Pastor?
Yeah, it's me. I'm on. Can you hear me?
Who's that?
It's Pastor Ray.
Hey, I tell him I can't hear him through the speaker. Oh, wow.
Can you hear me?
Okay. So, hello. And you were supposed to be here in studio, so we're having some technical issues with your voice.
Okay. I so apologize to you.
My feelings is involved.
You what? There are siblings.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a brief commercial, and I'm going to get this technical problem taken care of, and I'm going to call you right back.
Okay.
Hi, DeMarcus.
Got us when you're dreaming. We want the women, weed, and the weather. Popping out every season. Ain't no place I'd rather be. California dreaming. California, California dreaming.
California dreaming, bad bitches and good weed. 64 Impalas, the beaches and palm trees. She told me let's get hypey, I'm guessing she from the Bay. She said it's been a year or two since she moved to LA. What you talking about? Pour some liquor while we vibing. She say she wanna take me to the Beverly Center and go inside it. Cool, that's how we rocking. I heard a party going on. My nigga said it's a Compton. Imagine we get it popping with liquor up in our system. We vibing all in the mix while we moving it with the rhythm. Cause you can live and die in LA. Even when you're locked in, that don't mean shit straight. Hey, good weed help me meditate. They got the beaches, palm trees, plus the weed and the weather straight. Nigga, I've been trying to elevate. I'm just California dreaming. I'ma go and let the record play.
California dreaming. We want the women, weed, and the weather. Popping out every season. Ain't no place I'd rather be. California dreaming. California, California dreaming. California.
See the sunrise, riding down sunset. Only here for the weekend, I ain't done yet. I don't eat sweets, but baby, we can hit the cookie store. Burn another blunt, yeah, they knowin' what we looking for. 6'4", all the Maybach. She wanna roll with a winner, baby girl, gon' lay back. In the Airbnb, come and fuck with me. Couple bands on the house, living luxury. I'm a Texas nigga, show me how you do it. When she get the plan song, show her how to chop and screw it. Ayy, build and connect, I don't really think she knew it. I'm really trying to get busy though. While I'm California dreaming, drinking and rolling cookie dough.
California dreaming. We want the women, we want the weather. Popping out every season.
Really?
Ain't no place I'd rather be. California dreaming. California, California dreaming. California.
Hello. Well, hello, Pastor.
Well, hello there, Robin. How are you?
Hi, Pastor Douglas Ray happens to be one of my very, very, very good friends. He's also the pastor of Impact Church right there on Chimney Rock at Fort Road. You got to go check him out. I had to call him one day and tell him, say, man, you got to quit talking all that truth like that and being real like that. Somebody going to believe you. And you know, this show is for the grown and sexy. So we contacted Douglas Ray on the line so he could be the only man in part of this conversation. Because you know we like to mail bash just a little bit.
Just a tad.
And ain't nothing you can
well,
do about it. We love you.
My shoulders, my shoulders,
Douglas Ray.
My shoulders are big enough.
Okay, come. You did what?
I said my shoulders.
Shoulders,
That's what I did.
Whose birthday? Whose birthday? It ain't his birthday. Oh. Whose birthday superseded in Trump? You being here in the studio with me, Minister Geist, redhead from Real Straight Talk. We got Brother Ross
on the cameras. We got, what your name is over there? Miss Infamous. We got Gorgeous Denise with, I can't say it, friends keeping each other motivated through radio.
I don't
want
to say her.
And we got Michelle with them damn readers from the damn readers. And we got, you're not here so that we can pick on you.
All right. Well, see, here's the thing about it is, my girl's birthday was this month, and it was. I'm sorry, she's a priority right now, and so I had planned it. And I forgot that this was on the same day, so it was. I just had to. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Drop your location. We on our way.
Yeah, we like the party.
Y'all like
we
the party.
We want to go to her birthday. Happy birthday to
no,
you.
No, wait. No, stop that. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to
okay,
ya. Hey, sit. Hey, sit. Robin.
Yes.
Rob, this is the one that we did the boathouse for. Remember, girl?
Oh, how you doing, Future First Lady?
First Lady!
What's up, Future First Lady? We ain't going to even get into that. That's for another show at the church. But what we're going to talk about right now is, did you guys see, Pastor, did you see the president get indicted?
I did. I read about it. It was a long time coming. My feelings on that is that once the president's out of office, there's no more immunity, and so he becomes a regular citizen again. So he falls
exactly.
up under the laws and regulations of the country. So there's certain things
so.
He can't catch.
Not so. A person that is a convicted felon cannot hold office, but a person that is incarcerated can. So as long as he is incarcerated, he can still campaign and he can still become the president of the United States while he's incarcerated. And I think that what they're doing is just another part of, and the reason I needed you and Minister Geist to be a part of this conversation, because it has a lot to do with making the United States
a great again.
Right? So doesn't that speak volumes to that statement?
Right. Well, yes. But the other thing is, let me touch on the other thing, too. What is our motto here in America? Innocent until proven guilty. So up until the process of the indictment is simply a legal charge to press, in order to levy the problems against him or the
Well, I'm going to beg you, different, not to cut you off, but wait,
no.
That's what it is. It's not that I understand what the law says, and I understand under the covenant of God we have to abide by the laws of the land, but they got it twisted because you're actually guilty until you're proven innocent. Because you're going to prove, you're
only
gonna
if
say,
you black.
No, you're going to say that I'm guilty, and then I have to prove that I'm innocent.
Only if you're black.
So you're guilty until you're innocent.
No, it's the other way around. But the indictment is to levy charges or to bring the charges against them. That's what the indictment does. In other words,
the charges against him.
He doesn't know what's being brought against him until he's been arrested.
He doesn't.
Did you know that? Right. You got to understand. He's got to be innocent until proven guilty because he don't even know why he's being arrested.
That's not so.
But yes, he got
a
testimony.
That's not so.
Stormy Daniels
is the Stormy Daniels, and Stormy Daniels was she got paid with hush money to stop whatever he was doing.
Yeah.
So what
the other thing?
They took that misdemeanor and they twisted that misdemeanor. But that's not the point. I want to go back to what you said, Pastor. You said that I'm innocent until I'm proven guilty. So why, if I'm innocent until proven guilty, then the person that has accused me has no burden of proof. I'm the one with the burden of proof that I'm innocent. But you're
not
accused.
The person that accused you. The person that accused you. That's why they have to prove the burden of proof. So again, that's why we are into this improvement journey.
Well, he has a sister.
Right. That's because you don't have the money to bail yourself out. If you had the money to bail yourself out,
I believe he's guilty until he proves himself innocent. I'm
agreeing with you. I think he's guilty. Listen,
okay. So listen to me.
This is Women's Month. We don't talk to our women that way.
If he is guilty, let me ask you this question, guys. If y'all believe he is guilty until proven innocent, then they can legally put him in jail. And they cannot legally put him in jail.
But he's going to jail.
He has to turn himself in. He can bond himself out, but he has to turn himself in.
But if he's guilty, why are they going to allow him? Y'all listen to what you're saying. If he's guilty, why are they going to let him turn himself in and then release himself? And so we are still suffering.
About to give reparations. They're about to get $5 million. Well, they're talking about $5 million in reparations to Florida and California. What do you think about that?
That's going to be another topic.
Well, they're not talking about giving it in cash.
Yes, sir.
They're saying that it don't have to be cash. It could be in land. It could be monetary gifts.
How you doing? You all right with that?
I think I'm going to move to California to have a business.
All right.
All right. Well, Pastor, I thank you for being on the show. Thank you so very much.
I'm coming to get on the road.
Of Houston, and listen to Pastor D. Ray. He has online, or you can actually go in the studio in church. Hey, Pastor, let them know when they can come and worship.
Pastor, gonna eat them rolls. Let me tell y'all something about them. Tell y'all about them Texas Roadhouse rolls and that butter. We fit to meet the pastor at Texas Roadhouse.
So I'm back over here. Gorgeous Denise,
yes.
Guess what, should we tell them?
Tell them.
We're going to be bringing Fucking Girls Radio back. It's a little bit awesome. A little bit different. But I'm going to co-host my sister's show, Fucking Girls Radio.
The show is going to be awesome because it's going to be married versus single.
That's
she is me married, and I am me single.
So we're going to try to figure it out, because I'm trying to figure out when is the first time you realized that wasn't a fee, that was an orgasm.
Excuse me? Say it again. I didn't hear it.
And when did you realize that squirt wasn't water? It's piss.
That is pee. That creamy stuff y'all talking about, boo-boo kitty. That is
we're going to talk about how these men out here leaving their wives for their side piece and going back to their wives.
But they leaving their wives for their side piece. Hold on. Their side piece cooking.
Hold on. We're going to talk about how the men leaving their wives for their side pieces and the wives coming back crying to the men and the men leaving their side pieces. We got a lot of good shit going on. It's a bunch of confusion going on, but we're coming soon. On Sunday.
Single, married. We're going to see what it is.
And in between.
She's engaged.
She's engaged.
I had all my
friends. Back there in the back, I ain't going.
Yeah, they've been married six times.
Yeah, you've been married for 5,000 years. And she keep on. If you're having a wedding or a bar mitzvah, you need a minister to preside over your bar mitzvah. She doesn't have a drink in her hand. She doesn't have alcohol, but she understands and respects the will.
She will host your reception.
Okay, so let me start down. Let me ask you that second question. Michelle, what do you think? Let's just get back to you.
Okay, let's go.
What do you think they mean when he says, let's make America great again?
In my opinion, it's free. I mean, let's make white right.
That's exactly what it means.
That's just me.
I totally agree.
What about you? You agree?
Yeah.
What about you? You agree?
You
agree? Is that what you think he means?
He just couldn't say the word.
When he says, "Let's make America great again. Let's bring back those old days of slavery." Well, we never left slavery.
Well, he already thinks that
we beneath them anyway. But there's not somebody in Tennessee right now that they're talking about opening up for the firing squad and hanging. He's talking about bringing hanging back.
Seriously. Oh Lord.
Yeah, my thing is, if you vote for him, that's letting us know exactly what you believe.
Have y'all ever really just looked in the crowd? Looked in the crowd to see what nationality of people are promoting and saluting and there for this man? Have y'all really looked at that?
My thing is that
he's a true idiot.
You got some of us.
This ain't really us. Come on. He's a true idiot. And if you follow this man, you have to be an idiot. That's that money.
Because what'll happen?
You say what happened?
He has to be.
He got the result.
The terminology that he uses. You have to be crazy to listen to what he's saying on every platform.
But you have to ask yourself this. Now, it shouldn't be a color thing. Race and fit crime. But if he was of a descent of a lighter brown, he'd been gone. If he was the color of a little bit darker brown, he'd been gone. Mm-hmm. So why is it? Why did it take so long? Why did it take so long for people to say that?
Because even right now,
if they was to go in and put him in jail and say we need to come up with funds, you know how many people come up with that money? A lot, mm-hmm. Like it's nothing.
Yeah,
they come up with it
because so they like
he is free, but mm-hmm. you know we should be able to talk about it.
You're right.
Everybody's not talking about it. It is what it is. And we could say that it's a different type, but we got a couple of us
well,
in there.
I'm gonna be honest.
A couple of us in there.
I like orange on certain people. Not me. I don't look orange.
The light skin of
the light
than your little sister.
You know, like, yeah, kind of. But my thing is this. I would write, you know, and if he was all about writing, I would be in this because I'm an entrepreneur. You know, I'm all about that. I do think my taxes should be a little higher than others.
You're not waiting to come on.
Okay. Let's bring Vanetta on. We got Vanetta online. Which one of those lines is Vanetta? Let's bring her on
5665.
Let's bring 6665 online.
And we got
a bunch of them. All right. Let's bring all of those. Hey, let's just go ahead and bring everybody live on the line.
Okay.
Bring everybody, all the callers live. And please be discreet and don't publicize their number. Make sure they know. Hey, Vanetta, my baby sister Vanetta is on the line.
Hi.
You guys, she's having an event coming up. Vanetta.
Yes.
I can't hear you. Can you hear me, sweetie? Uh-oh, something happened.
Can you hear me now?
One moment.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Hi.
Hello, lovebug. So tell us about this event. Introduce yourself to everybody.
Hello, everybody. My name is Vanetta Bryant. I have a nonprofit along with one of my good friends, Olivia Garrett. We are a community nonprofit called Sisters in the Community, starting in Third Ward, Texas, Sunnyside area. This is our third year growing our body cancer. We started this because my best friend had a passion and wanted to do something for her aunt who passed away due to cancer. At the time, she was trying to figure something out to do and putting together between her family background and something that her aunt loved, which wound up being music, and the music tend to be body cuts. So at that time when she was starting, I came along. Our father had been recently diagnosed with cancer as well, so I said, this is a great cause. I would love to help. I love community service also as well. So our event is tomorrow, April 1st, at Oaten Place on Griggs Road. The address is 5011 Griggs, Houston, 77021. Tickets are $40. We'll have a live band. It'll be Rusty and the Zydeco Crush. And the tickets cover your live show, your food, and drinks. There will be an open bar. So we ask everyone to come out and participate while supporting a great cause.
Go ahead and tell us that address again.
It is 5011 Griggs Road, Houston, 77021.
All right, great, great. Thank you so very much for what you're doing in the community. What time is the event?
It's at 6 p.m. Show goes live at 7.
All right, great. Okay.
The 11 Griggs Road.
Thank you so, so very much. And how, if someone wanted to support you, or get involved with your organization, how would they contact you?
They can reach out to me on Facebook. I can post my information here in the comments. And with you guys, also, we have an Instagram and a Facebook for both the event, which we'll have yearly, and for the actual customer community service organization.
Okay, cool.
Wonderful.
Awesome. You guys will
have to hook up with PMS. Right. We'll have to hook up with PMS. And Women of Pure Essence and still make that event the best that it can be. I know it's already great. It'll be greater once everybody gets this information and gets out there and supports you. So thank you again for everything you're doing, baby. Thank you, Vanetta Bryant. You guys give my hand.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
All right. So
thank you, sister.
Yeah. We're going to, them damn readers, tell them how they can order your readers. You ready? Your readers.
What club is it?
I'm a dream home.
I'm on Instagram, Michelle, Biggest FC, and Facebook.
Okay.
The original
Say it one more time.
Michelle Figures, the original one, Facebook, and Michelle Figures FC on Instagram.
All right. So, Michelle Figures, y'all check her out. And if I wanted to come.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
I'm ready to start.
Thank you.
Because I forgot what the name of it was, and I didn't want to say it and be incorrect. You know, God is deeply in order. But we got building the kingdom in the next generation on WUMO Radio Network with Minister Dyer.
Yeah,
I'm a fool. Minister Guy, tell them a little bit about the show.
Well, the show will be about, like, the different talents and gifts, you know, that I'm going to say under 21.
Okay.
Yeah, because at some point we have to take a seat and give them, you know, pass the torch.
Right.
You know, for every person that dies, someone is born.
Right.
You know, and so we need to teach our young folks, you know, how to continue to edify the kingdom of heaven, you know, to build a kingdom, to go out and to share, you know,
right.
the good news about the life, death, the burial, and the resurrection.
Okay.
You know, at the same time, we need to teach them, like, etiquette in the church and, you know,
right.
Some respect adult figures.
Right.
You know, get back to yes, sir, no, ma'am. You know,
wait,
those type of things.
I got a problem, yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, huh?
I got a question. I mean, for you to say that, I believe it. I believe that our girls have forgot their words and
uh-huh.
our boys have forgot their place.
Right.
And I remember when we went to school, they took us all in there and they talked to us about disciples, becoming woman, and everything. And they took a lot at our school. So we got a lot of kids, like you say, young parents,
mm-hmm.
we got a lot of kids running around here that don't know what to do.
Right.
With each other.
Right.
So I believe in the yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. The reason why I say that is still a respect. Now,
exactly.
The difference is it's the way you carry yourself because now kids feel like you're supposed to respect me.
Mm.
You're supposed to look at me and say
But
that.
Why not? Why do you not have to respect our children?
You can respect them, but I feel that it's still authority. You're their parents. So it's still
okay,
authority.
Okay, so the reason that
but
I
you
got
to give it to receive it.
But the reason that I have an issue with the yes ma'am and no ma'am theory,
okay.
is because it was a forced behavior. That is not doing anything but continuing to teach. When little Anglo Saxon, little white children are born, they're taught hate. They're taught to hate us because of the color of our skin. And, you know, if you don't tell a white person yes ma'am or no sir or no ma'am or no sir, you were beat, you were hung. That was a way to identify you as more inferior than I, that you're greater than me, that you're better than I am. Our children are known. They're not equal to us, but they do have a voice. And that's why they're shooting up the fucking schools right now, because we're teaching them more yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, than we're teaching them respect, love, and honor, and fear me. This is who you need to fear.
Again, that's
and they don't fear us.
That's the way. Now, I worked in special education, okay?
Right. Uh-huh.
I worked in special education, and the thing was now with the teachers with taking over everything, we really don't have any rights anymore.
But what is the difference? What is the difference between, okay, you're my mom, and you call my name or whatever the case may be, and I just simply say, yes. Not uh-huh or what, but yes.
Or yeah.
What's the difference? Why do I have to add ma'am to it? Because that is a slave mentality. That is what we were taught. And we continue to teach that behavior into our future until we break those generational curses that were bound to us. We won't get better.
Okay.
It won't get
even
better.
With that being said, be respect. I mean, I just
yes.
Like that. Their respect. It's,
no.
It's the way you say that.
Yes.
So my thing is sometimes if you say a certain
way, but I can say yes, ma'am.
When you're
or I can say yes,
public,
ma'am. Or I just say yes.
Well,
or I just say yeah.
It's
a difference.
But it's
in the tone you teach me.
The children now are.
It's the tone you teach
me. To the parents that they have.
Because the simple fact is, we have young mothers.
The parents are getting young and younger.
Yes, they're young.
Grandparents are getting young.
They always have been. They always have been.
No, not for
now.
Hey, look, things were getting before our time. These young people, look at the color purple. Come on now. This is ancestral. Now, they're not getting younger. It's just getting the same. It's generational coming back to us. We're in.
You know, they have that with social media. Social media is.
We didn't have that.
It's taking over. It's only turning. The only thing it's doing is turning it around once again. It's going full circle.
Well, we didn't have social media.
Hey, my mom was 16 when she gave birth. Don't tell me it's about.
No, I understand that part, but I'm just saying it's the difference is that social media is taking over. So the parents think that it's cute for them kids to do all of that stuff.
And
it's
social media.
It ain't no. It's no way. It's no way. It's no way that a 1 year old should be able to pull up nothing on YouTube.
Let me give you a scenario. So. That about a couple of years ago, we had a little girl that was like 5 years old, and she was cussing everybody out—the grandmother, the aunties, the uncles, everybody. She was cussing them out. The mother was allowing this daughter to cuss the people out. So now the daughter has got older, and the daughter cussed the mother out. So the mother put her out the house because she cussed her out. Now you reaping what you sow because you allow your child to cuss all these grown people out. But
you
when
it
came
cheap.
Back to you,
who's hurt?
Who's hurt in that scenario?
The mother.
No,
the child.
The mother was too ignorant to seek help to teach this child, but there's a better way.
Because you thought it was funny
it was
and
cute.
And now that the tables have turned on you,
exactly.
The child is hurt because you didn't put the child out and the child don't know how to survive.
And
she don't.
So she got to go stay with somebody that she knows nothing about.
But what gets me is how does these 1- and 2-year-olds can pick your phone up and go to YouTube?
And you can't.
Look how we. Because
I know I can't go to certain.
Look at your Facebook.
I'm like, I don't know if I know Instagram. You see the little girl with the heels on, with the little tube top on.
Exactly.
Dressing
because
the kids
cute.
Up. Because they think it's cute
until
it turns into a home. Turn into them, and it goes back to the parents. And once they come to the parents looking at them like they're disrespected.
Okay, so, but look. It becomes
disrespected. Exactly.
Okay, but look. I didn't mean to strike a nerve.
You did, baby.
No, but back to what I was saying.
Sorry.
Because we all know there's nothing new under the sun.
Exactly.
You know, the slavery been
just
going on
damn
since the ancient time. Back in the day, they used to cut their heads off and things like that. You know, so I just believe in what my mother instilled in me. And that was yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Yeah.
You know,
and the fear.
My mother was quite the opposite. Okay. I'm standing here talking to you, right? And she, yes, ma'am. She felt that was a way of telling her, shut up.
Yeah.
Hurry up. Is that all?
Excuse me.
By saying yes, ma'am.
Can I ask you a question?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Because guess what? You felt the way too. You felt that way too.
Absolutely.
Okay. So she knew that when she was doing it to her mom, it was like, oh, Lord, I'm doing this.
Oh,
now
yes,
you doing
ma'am.
It. So it's like,
oh,
man. I already know how you feel. Because I felt like that.
It shows that
we're continuing the same behavior that our forefathers taught us.
Well,
who is to say that those behaviors were in modern day slavery?
Well, when I'm
it's
talking
modern
well,
day,
well, when I'm talking to my mother,
yes, ma'am,
I'm not talking to my master.
Exactly.
I'm talking to the authority figure. In my life.
So why can't I just talk to my mother with respect by saying, yes,
now, we don't provoke.
Why can't say yes, Wendy?
We don't provoke children to anger, because when we provoke children to anger, and by the way, that's biblical, when we provoke children to anger, that's when all that stuff, you know, it builds up and it comes up.
When you start forcing me to do things and not listening to me.
No,
listen. When you, that is a forced behavior. No, it's because if you don't do it, I'm going to slap shit out you. No, because if you respect your parents, or the person that's ahead of why you. Do I have to respect you when all I got to do is call 1-800 on your mouth? No. When you respect the person that took care of you all your life, that begged you, and they didn't have to, they could have put you in a bag.
To stay in there.
When
okay?
You,
my mom,
you could have stayed somewhere, and they respect you enough to do that. I give that respect.
Well, my mom and I just had this conversation actually yesterday.
Okay.
And one of the things that she said, and I believe her still to this day, she said, because you guys knew when you were young, she said that if you called the cops on me, or you called the CPS,
mm-hmm.
You called them on me,
I
she said, I would tell y'all all the time, there you go.
My point is this. My mother taught me to respect. I was more afraid of my mama than anybody that walked the planet Earth.
Right.
She was 4'12". God rest her soul. She said 5 feet. She was 4'12" and a half inches tall. I checked to see because she was just a little cute thing. But let me tell you something. I have more respect for her than any teacher that ever taught me,
right.
Any police officer that ever. And she told me not to talk. Don't, ma'am, would you think I'm your master now? No, I'm your mother. Yes, it's just fine.
And guess what?
No, it's just fine.
And guess what?
But when you go to that school, all you have to do, this is what my mother told me. I don't know about nobody else. But my mother said, all you have to do is say yes and no, because I stayed in trouble by not saying ma'am. I was trying to train myself not to say it at home. So I have to not say it in the street either. And if I'm not saying uh-huh or then it should be just fine that I say yes, Miss Geist. Let me tell or you no, Miss Geist. Let me tell you what, when you get stopped by the police officer and you say what? Yeah, what's going on? What you stopped? Why I can't say yes, officer.
What it do?
That gets you in more trouble than yes, sir. You're right. But why do I have to say what? Well, why I can't say officer? It's just a respect level. Why I can't say yes, officer?
You
can.
Well,
no,
you can.
But you can. But
why do
I?
But
most
people don't do that. They don't go to yes, officer.
Because ma'am is telling me, kiss my ass.
No, they don't.
Please leave me alone.
No.
Hurry up and shut up.
It don't
yes,
mean.
Ma'am.
No, ma'am.
It's a level of respect.
Because
most black people, when they get stopped from the police, the first thing come out, I say, Mom, Roger, why you stop me? It depends on which size of the dollar bill you are.
No.
You ain't here. You got a real. All right. We got to wrap it up. This has been a great show. We're going to listen to a little bit of music. I got some hate music I want y'all to hear. It's this lady, and I love her. What is her name? He didn't put this on the screen.
I bust them with
what
can I ask
the
question? Before, because I know we have 5 minutes.
Yes.
Right? And time has been well spent.
Okay.
But so what I want to ask to you.
We got callers on the line. Open all of those callers. Open all the callers. Let the callers go home with
it. Come on in, callers.
Let's call him. Go ahead.
Hello.
When did you first become an entrepreneur? And what made you know, when did you make that decision?
I was trying to sell mud pies at 5 in my wagon. Nobody would buy my mud pies. I would go in the kitchen. I would go in the kitchen. I would get my grandmother's pans, and I would take the fruit off the trees. We had crab apples, and we had those berries, and I would put them in the mud, and I would try to sell my mud pies. And I thought that was a lucrative business, but nobody was eating.
So so I started taking collecting bottles. Back then they were a nickel or 25 cents. So I started entrepreneurship very early, when I was a very young child, trying to play business. But when I really got my niche was in 1999, when Women of Pure Essence was born. And shortly, very shortly thereafter, Men of Divine Nexus was birthed. So after that was just everything about helping somebody other than myself to accomplish and achieve and become great. You know, and anything that I could sow into a person's life, it was just so pleasing to me because I don't have birth children. I have God children, but no birth children. And I couldn't say how that feels. But to breathe life into a person, I think that's what it is.
Come from the get the bag.
We went to elementary school together. Do you remember when I took you over to
California dreaming, California,
see the sunrise, riding down sunset. Only here for the weekend, I ain't done yet. I don't eat sweets, but baby, we can hit the cookie store. Burn another blunt, yeah, they knowin' what we looking for. 6'4", or the Maybach. She wanna roll with a winner, baby girl gon' lay back. In the Airbnb, come and fuck with me. Couple bands on the house, living luxury. I'm a Texas nigga, show me how you do it. When she get the playing song, show her how to chop and screw it. Ayy, build and connect, I don't really think she knew it. Had to chop it up about it, really getting into it. Ayy, press record on the video, then knock it out for about an hour. We can watch it on the Vizio. I'm really trying to get busy though, while I'm California dreaming, drinking and rolling cookie dough.
California dreaming.